Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. Thanks so much for making us a part of your day. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And this week we continued in a series we've now been in for a few weeks. We're calling Asking for a Friend, where really we look at these difficult relational topics that the Bible covers, and oftentimes topics that we're a little bit hesitant to ask ourselves because they might be embarrassing or sensitive or whatever it may be. But we really feel because the Bible addresses it, and all of these questions that we're asking really throughout this series are Bible-driven. They're all inspired and really directly from the Scriptures, specifically the questions we're asking from 1 Corinthians chapters 6 and 7. And the question that we asked this past Sunday, or at least the way I asked it, was if sex is biblical, again, between a married man and a married woman, if sex is biblical, why is it so difficult? Or why does it create and cause sometimes so many challenges? And, you know, honestly, sometimes in this series, as these weeks go by, it sort of feels like, well, how many landmines can I step on and survive? These topics are just so sensitive. And personally, my intuition is to say, well, you know, if I just sort of don't address it head on, then it'll be easier. But that's, I need to repent of that, frankly, because the Bible addresses things head on. And I think we need to do the same in order to live biblical, a Christ-exalting, Christ-centered lives. And there's so much to be said about this, and I want to keep this Drivecast short if possible. But one of the points that I made this Sunday was that sexual intimacy is a byproduct of personal intimacy. And I'm going to try and unpack that a little bit. So sexual intimacy between you and your spouse, once again, is a byproduct of personal intimacy. And I mean personal intimacy in two different ways. Number one, Paul says that the spouse should have authority over our body and that we should yield our bodies to our spouse and that we should not deprive one another, which is just really strong and really difficult language when you think about it, especially because of the way in which culture speaks about sex. Now, so often women are objectified and men really are expected to be or even promoted to be objectifiers. And this is really, really damaging because what happens, whether we realize it or not, is women begin to think, in order to satisfy, I need to be this object that looks and behaves in a certain way. And men assume that it is their right somehow to objectify, which is flat out wrong, and we want to reject that. The Bible says that we need to mutually submit to one another to seek the other's satisfaction. And in order to do that, we need to have deep personal intimacy with our spouse. We need to have conversations. We need to talk. We need to know what the other is going through and walking through and in the scars that they may carry in this arena of life. And as we do that, give them the security, knowing that just as Christ does not reject us, we will not reject our spouse. And we need to do that. And all of that, though, can only happen when we have a deep personal relationship with Jesus. Now, typically, we call this spiritual intimacy. That's one of our core values as a church. But for this instance, and in this situation, I wanted to refer that to that as personal intimacy with Jesus. You see, when we have personal intimacy with Jesus, what we see is that Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. As God in the flesh, as God the Son, He came, He bore and took upon Himself the wrath of God the Father against sin. He washed His disciples' feet. He was the ultimate servant. And I think when we look at Christ, though He was single, though He was never married, though He never sinned in any way, and that includes Him never having sex, Jesus can be our example in this area of life because Jesus is the ultimate servant. And I think when we take the example of Christ and we apply that to our relationship with our spouse, what we see is that marriage is not about something that I can get from this other person or something that this person owes me. It is a mutually submitting to one another out of a love for that person and that individual and a desire to love them deeply, which is a representation of Christ's love for us. And so if you're struggling in this area, again, there's so much to be said. And I think many of us are. How do we navigate this? How do we do this well? I think the first step we have to do is submit ourselves to the example of Christ. And as we do that, What will happen is we'll see the humility of Christ, the self-sacrificing nature of Christ, and we'll seek to love our spouse physically, emotionally, spiritually, in a way that does not demean, demand, coerce, or place faulty expectations upon them, but seeks to genuinely love them and point them toward Jesus. And so, you know, wherever you are in this, I hope that's helpful. And I do want to, again, spend a little time in prayer to that end, that we would be a people who first submit to Christ. And in doing so, we submit ourselves to our spouses and love them deeply, not for our own gain, but as an expression of Christ's love for his people. So let's pray. I'm going to pray first, and then I want to encourage you to pray as well. And once again, thanks for joining us on the DriveCast. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Father, we thank you that your Bible doesn't shy away from the things that are hard, that are difficult, that are, just sometimes so confusing, especially culturally, when we have these different expectations placed upon us, and sometimes we feel like we need to live up to the cultural expectation in order to fit in or whatever it may be. And so, Father, we want to live biblically. We want to live lives that exemplify who you are. Living biblically is not this set of rules or standards, but it's living in a way that exalts Christ and points to Christ in all that we do. And so in our most personal, intimate, and deep relationship, the relationship we have with our spouse, if we're married, I ask that you would enter that space. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would allow us to live lives with our spouses that glorify you and that are an example of the way in which you love us. Father, we love you. We need you desperately in this area, as in all areas of our life. We trust you. We submit ourselves to you. And we come to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.